I just got married like 9 months ago, which I'm very... Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though statistically it was a terrible decision. But my wife's put in her time. She has her 10,000 hours. It's true. We've been together for a very long time. We're both 32 years old. We've been dating since we were 10. Yeah, I know. No, in all fairness, though, it's been on and off, so I have HPV and stuff, but seriously. I'm just kidding. I've never been tested. But, all I mean by that is that we've each lived a life, right? It would be psychotic if neither of us ever dated anybody else, just like incubated from the outside world. Just, no, anybody outside of this bubble is a nightmare. No, I've dated other people. She's dated a black guy, which I'm super proud of. Right? Yeah, because I'm still filling her up, so that feels... Yeah, come on, following a marquee headliner like that, and I'm still hitting all the walls, that feels pretty good. I'm not saying I hit them at the same time. Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunately not a simultaneous strike. When we have sex, it kind of looks like I'm ringing the dinner bell. Yeah, honestly, if you're not laughing hard at that, it's because your imagination failed. To picture me inside my wife. Just doing anything in a desperate attempt for her to feel something. Honestly, I'm like an anti-marriage guy. Like, I'm not into the whole thing. The only way I would get married is if I've known the person since they were a child. And I was also a child. Let's close that loophole quite quickly. But it's funny, because some of my friends, like, I don't get it. Some people that I know, they met somebody in their 30s, they dated for 18 months, and then they legally obligated themselves to that person. I'm like, dude, are you sure? 6 seasons ago, you had no idea who that person was. You don't know how she'll react to her second winter? Or what she'll do in a leap year? That extra day might be the only thing holding her together. You just gotta make sure that you can even make it through the planning process, right? That was the most stressful part of our entire relationship. Like, I didn't really participate a lot, but my wife looked like she had a full load. She is. Like, I have nothing to add. She's a floral designer and a fashion designer. What am I gonna say? Like, oh, those napkins could be different. Like, what? I have nothing to add to that equation, but I could tell there were times where she was getting frustrated and considering killing me. No, like, legit. Like, she's a fiery Italian woman. So murder is always on the menu. And I made the mistake. I like jokingly asked her how she would do it. Like, how would you end my life, my love? She just looked at me, laughed for an hour, and then never responded. Yeah. I was like, well, that was the most frightening response he could have possibly given. So now it's all under the umbrella of possibility. We had some fun, though, on the lead-up. I had a good bachelor party. I went camping in upstate New York. Pretty wild. Thanks, One Whistler. I appreciate that. My wife had a bachelorette. She went to Puerto Rico. Fair swap, I think. It's so funny. Every single woman, when I tell them my wife went to Puerto Rico for her bachelorette, they have the same exact response. They're like, oh, that's beautiful. She deserves it. All my friends, my guy friends, when I told them she went to Puerto Rico, they're like, hope she's not down there blowing a soccer team. Like, yeah, I too hope that. What the fuck? Didn't even realize that was on the menu. Now all I could do is picture her face first in a plate of burnt plantains. Finishing each one off individually. I'm a little sour on the whole trip. Like, nothing went wrong, but she did something that I thought was very irresponsible, because her and none of her friends had ever been there before, and instead of doing the all-inclusive resort, which seems like the safe, reasonable thing to do, they all just Airbnb'd a random place. Yeah, I was like, what do you want to be in Taken 19? Like, is that? Because I don't have a particular set of skills. So if you get took, that shit's on you, boo-boo. It's literally all I could think of the entire time she was gone. Because I was on mushrooms that whole weekend. Yeah, I was like, holy shit, she's going to get kidnapped and then sold into sex slavery. Right? But then I remembered she was 30, so there's no risk of that. It's so funny because women are the only people that get offended about aging out of the sex trade. It's like, oh, you don't think I'm fresh enough? You don't think I can't get kidnapped by a Russian and stuffed into a shipping container?